Welcome back, Brun. I'm Calm Professional Female, and today we're stepping into the vast, interconnected story of music history and its major genres. Music is much more than a sequence of styles arranged along a timeline. It is a record of migration, faith, celebration, protest, work, technology, and cultural exchange. Long before written notation or recorded sound, communities used rhythm and melody to tell stories, mark ceremonies, coordinate movement, and preserve shared identity. As societies met through travel, trade, displacement, and conflict, their musical traditions mixed and changed. That makes music history worth exploring, not only for the sounds themselves, but also for what those sounds reveal about people. The development of notation helped some musical traditions travel across generations. Instruments evolved as craftspeople discovered new materials and designs. Public concerts, printing, radio, recording studios, electronic instruments, and digital distribution each changed who could create music, who could hear it, and how quickly a style could spread. Along the way, we encounter traditions commonly grouped under labels such as classical, folk, blues, jazz, country, rhythm and blues, rock, pop, electronic music, reggae, and hip-hop. These labels can be useful landmarks, but they are not sealed boxes. Jazz drew deeply from African-American musical traditions, including blues and ragtime, then developed through improvisation and continual experimentation. Rock grew through exchanges among blues, rhythm and blues, country, gospel, and other styles. Hip-hop brought together rhythmic speech, DJ techniques, sampling, dance, and visual culture. Pop has repeatedly absorbed and reshaped sounds from many genres and regions. Even the familiar category of classical music contains centuries of changing ideas about composition, performance, patronage, instruments, and artistic purpose. Meanwhile, folk and traditional music remind us that history is not made only by famous composers or commercial stars. It is also carried by families, neighborhoods, workers, worshippers, dancers, and local performers. As we begin, listen for connections rather than rigid boundaries. A rhythm may cross an ocean, an instrument may find a new role, or a recording technique may help create an entirely new sound. So what happens when we treat every genre not as an isolated destination, but as a meeting place shaped by memory, invention, and exchange?